E.W. Jackson is a Harvard Law School graduate who practiced small business law and taught regulatory law. Today, he pastors a Chesapeake church. Jackson says he's not part of the establishment, and that's what Virginians need.
We desperately need people who bring a citizen's perspective rather than a politician's perspective. Something seems to happen as people become immersed in politics and they start making deals and they end up becoming pragmatic politicians who are in part maneuvering to make sure they get reelected. I think principle works if you stand on it, but I don't think it's possible to do that if you're more committed to a career than you are to the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Jackson calls for a taxpayer bill of rights, a pro-small business regulatory climate, and an end to unfunded state mandates on local governments. He says to improve the future of children, educational choice is one of his top goals.
It's the civil rights issue of the 21st century, and I think it's one of the keys to fulfilling my vision, a vision that I believe that most Americans share, wanting to see the 21st century be the greatest century in the history of our country. I think when you face great struggle and trial, you can either see that as a cause of despair, or you can see that as a prelude to something greater, a watershed moment. But on the other side of these problems, there's got to be parental choice in education.
Jackson says only competition will improve the schools to meet some unmet needs.
One of the most avid groups that is hungry for school choice, supports it overwhelmingly, is the urban black community. And yet, a lot of the leaders oppose it because they're beholden to the unions. But those poor parents out there know that the key to a better life for their children is education, and they know that they're not getting it in those poor schools, and they want a better opportunity.
Pete Snyder is a Northern Virginia entrepreneur who started a company at the age of 26.
I grew it to become the first, and still remains the largest, social media marketing company in the world. Created hundreds of good-paying Virginia jobs over the years. I ended up selling that company to a publicly traded company. And because I'm a serial entrepreneur, I started another company in Virginia called Disruptor Capital. It's angel investment capital. We invest in startups and technology companies and help make people's lives and futures better.
He says his experience is essential in today's economy.
If people believe that the political status quo is getting the job done, I'm not the guy for them. I'm a proven job creator, someone who's actually has real-world experience creating great-paying Virginia jobs, but also starting an industry. Both Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli will tell you that's the number one issue at stake in this election, jobs and the economy.
One priority is education reform. Snyder also wants to improve the economic and business climate by cutting punitive regulations that stall growth.
We need to make sure that all regions of Virginia are humming on all cylinders. But look, Virginia's doing better than most states out there. But one wrong turn, and it all goes down the tubes. I want to make sure that we eliminate the corporate income tax, that we open up the floodgates of business to Southside, Southwest, every region of Virginia.
A state convention will choose the nominee on May 18th. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.